إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروس بلا Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Inshallah ta'ala, in tonight's session we continue from where we left off. We were discussing how the different Jewish tribes settled into the different parts of Arabia and also in the Middle East. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Abul Anbiya, the father of all the prophets, his birthplace was Babylon in Iraq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah says, Kana ummata. He himself was an ummah, as in all the prophets are directly or indirectly connected to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah blessed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam with Ismail, Ishaq alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salatu wa salam, son Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. And Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam's title was Israel. Allah blessed Hazrat Israel or Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam with 12 children. And amongst the 12 children, one very famous child, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam with his brothers, they settled in an area what Muslim historians know as Kana'an. And from Kana'an, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was excluded from the rest of the family members. That was mentioned, but just to quickly recap what we had already touched on in the last session, it was hasad. Hasad, jealousy, that forced the brothers to plunge Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam deep into the well to get rid of him. In fact, some of the brothers even decided to kill him, aliyazu billah. Some of the travelers that came, they picked up Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, quickly noticed that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is abandoned, no family members, no one close by. And so people did not want Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam in that area, and they got rid of him. They took that opportunity, treated him as a piece of merchandise, a commodity. They took him to Egypt and sold Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam in that very big markets of slavery that used to take place in Egypt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَشَّرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَ. Allah says, دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَ. They did not understand the maqam, the status of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Sold him for something of a very flimsy price, very cheap. Allah says, you could count the coins. Darahima ma'duda. But the person who bought Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, Quran describes him as Aziz Misr, one of the great ministers of Egypt. Trials and tribulation come to Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. That is why Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was questioned, that who suffers the most in this dunya. Allah's Nabi said, Al-Anbiya fal-Anbiya. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam go through difficult times. A lot of tests, a lot of tribulation. Aliyazu billah, I haven't read any article, but some of the friends have just told me recently of what this man, the leader of the Catholics, what he holds the opinion of with regards to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is kufr. These are the signs of Qiyamah. Allah's Nabi has mentioned it will be very, very difficult for the Ummah. It is like clinging onto burning charcoal. That's how difficult it will be. Allah's Nabi has mentioned it is like if you have a tasbih, and if that tasbih, the thread of it breaks, one bead after another follows, and that is how fitna will be. 1-2 weeks this fitna, and then another fitna, and then another fitna. Somebody will make another comment, somebody will make another comment, and things will be difficult. And at difficult times, the Ummah, we need to unite. And we have to make sure that our a'mal, actions, good deeds are secure. Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib would often say that, in Urdu he would say, a'mal se ahwal tabdeel hote hai. Zabardast words in Urdu. He would say, a'mal se ahwal badalte hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the climate, the condition of people by their actions. Inshallah, if the majority of the people become muttaqeen, then you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the doors of Islam in this country. That is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah. But the majority of the people, we need to be muttaqeen, making sure that we fulfill the hukuk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hukuk of people. Just today one brother was telling me that he was in the wuzu khana and he noticed one brother doing wuzu, but in his wuzu he was not performing masah. Not performing masah. So very kindly this brother said to him, look, it's my duty as a Muslim to remind you that masah is farz. And so that brother started arguing with him. Where is it in the Quran? Where is it in the Quran? And it seemed as if for 10-15 years in his wuzu he hasn't been performing masah. Now if you don't do masah, what's left of wuzu? Allah is saying, this is the condition of people. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu iza kumtum ila salah faghsilu. Allah is saying, faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al marafiq wamsahu bi ru'usikum. And Allah is saying, masah is farz. وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. And so here he is arguing and arguing. Where is it in the kitabs? It's not in the kitab. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to educate ourselves, alhamdulillah, our youth. We have to take in piety, taqwa. And if that is the condition of majority of the people, then you will see the doors of futuhat open up. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. Our duty is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Difficulty came upon this great Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Shaitan, Allahu Akbar, false allegations. That's Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam tried to seduce the wife of Azize Misr. And for that false allegations, he was put into prison for many years. Subhanallah. But he did sabr. After many years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him freedom. When he was given freedom, Allah gave him that status, that fame, that maqam. What people took away from him, Aziz Misr, the minister, understood. And he himself is the one, the man who isolated Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, now plays a fundamental role in giving him that very high position, that post. And he becomes, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض. Allah says in the Quran, he becomes the financial minister of Egypt. Subhanallah. وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُزِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you down, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who raises you up. It is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam acquires that great position, and that he is adl, he is just ruler, whilst the brothers are suffering in that area of Sham and Kan'an and that entire region. Drought hits them severely. Now what the people were doing, they understood that there's only one man, a pious man whose name is Yusuf in Egypt. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was well aware of the situation, and he had accumulated all the resources needed at that time, flour, rice, and everything at that time, whatever was the necessity. He had massive storage areas, and when people came, he himself would be sitting there on a high platform, as the Mufassirin have mentioned, and he himself would say, for that person this much, for that person this much, for that person this much, for that person. He was a pious man. He had time for people. He had time for people. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he works in mysterious ways. Now the brothers come to Egypt, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam quickly understands that the family members are in difficult situation. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, after two visits, declared to them, when Binyamin came to Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam in the second trip, then Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam said to them, do you recognize me? And they said, Anta Yusuf? Are you Yusuf? Are you Yusuf? Anta Yusuf? Straight away, what a great Nabi. And this is the character of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Straight away, La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Today, I forgive you. Straight away, the brother is pardoning the family members. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. The same brothers, out of hasad, were prepared to kill Masoom, the youngest, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, and the first words, La tathrib. I will not find faults in you. Allah has forgiven you. And he said to the brothers, I want you to go and bring our father, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. And eventually Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam comes. All of the family members are reunited in Egypt. So now you had the entire clan of Banu Israel, all of the family members, all of them move from that zone of Babylon, Canaan, that Middle Eastern area, and now they go towards Egypt. And in Egypt they settle for many, many years, in fact many centuries, with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Eventually Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam also passed away. From amongst the children of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, another great Nabi was sent to Banu Israel. Ulama say that in Banu Israel there was not another greater Nabi than the great Musa alayhi salam. A great Nabi of Allah. Kalimullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned him from the first to the last para. His entire biography, and from birth to death, even his nikah is recorded in the Quran. Everything is mentioned. His nabuwat is mentioned in the Quran. Subhanallah. What a great Nabi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him khuddam, people like Hazrat Yusha bin Nun, who after Musa alayhi salam was given nabuwat, and the older brother to Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam. Harun alayhi salam is the khadim of Musa alayhi salam. And that is why in anger you see that Musa alayhi salam got hold of the beard of Hazrat Harun alayhi salam. And he said, La ta'khuz bi lihyati wala bi rasi. Subhanallah. That is the maqam of Musa alayhi salam. And so Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was born in Egypt. Allah gave him that maqam. We mentioned all this in the last session. He grew up in the palace of Fir'aun. Subhanallah. In the lap of comfort. Everything was there for him. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had to migrate also when he slapped that Kipti, and all of a sudden he died. Kehte hai na wo چڑیا بیٹھی شاخ پر اور شاخ ٹوٹ گیا, شاخ ٹوٹ گئی. وہ چڑیا کی کیا چڑیا, وہ دیٹ برڈ, اٹس ناٹ دا ویٹ دیٹ بروک دا برانچ آف دیٹ ٹری, بٹ دس واز سم تھنگ ٹو ہیپن ان دا تقدیر آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. حضرت موسیٰ علیہ الصلات والسلام went off, met شعیب علیہ الصلات والسلام, got married to the daughters of شعیب علیہ الصلات والسلام, came back. When he came back, نبوت was given to him, and Allah سبحانہ و تعالی said to him, now go to Fir'aun, the tyrant of the time, بہت بڑا ظالم, and tell him, invite him towards Allah. Harun علیہ السلام, موسیٰ علیہ السلام, both brothers go. Allah says, as they were going towards Fir'aun, both of them were doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِ يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي وَاجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي هَارُون أَخِشْدُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكْهُ فِي أَمْرِي كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا. And Musa alayhi salam is saying, Ya Allah, let my brother Harun alayhi salam accompany me, so that when we go to Fir'aun, نُسَبِّحُكَ, we do your tasbih, we glorify your name, we remember you. Instead of one, two people will be doing your tasbih. كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا. And oh Allah, you are watchful over us. And so Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam go to Fir'aun. Fir'aun looked at Musa alayhi salam and said to him, You come to me arrogance or takabbur. You see, pointing of the fingers. Allah says, he accused Musa alayhi salam and said to him, وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينَ, you can't even speak. You can't even speak clearly that you come and invite me to that one God. Who is your God? And then he looked at the people around him, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, and he said to both of these great Nabi, Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and said, look, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. This word أَنَا is very dangerous, very sensitive. I. People have this habit, you see, I did that, I went there, I did this, I. میری وجہ سے یہ ہوا. Subhanallah. And some people have this art. They want to take praise and take all the credits. So straight away, yes, I was there, this happened. Because of me, this happened. No, this is not the tarteeb. The tarteeb is ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything should be pointed to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَلَىٰ, I am the Lord. People must worship me. Ulama have written that when Fir'aun with his following, entourage and everybody and his show that was there, anybody who would see him would have to prostrate in Egypt. So if you see Fir'aun, you would have to do sujood, sajda, as we perform sajda in our salah. And so they would do sajda in front of him. And then Fir'aun would say, right, lift up your head. And that is the time they would lift up their heads. This is how Fir'aun was. He rejected the message of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Khair Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the green light to Musa alayhi salam. You have done your work. Your duty is fadhakir, to remind him. Hidayat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam with Harun alayhi salam, mu'arrikhin have mentioned 600,000 Banu Israel were with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam preparing for this journey out of Egypt. Subhanallah, Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala is the narrator here. He says that whichever path and route Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam would take, after a while he would end up in that same point, same location where he started. So wherever he would turn to, whichever direction, after a few minutes he would end up in the same spot where he started. So now he spoke to his brother Harun alayhi salam. Harun alayhi salam said, let us talk with our elders. And this is the sunnah of Anbiya alayhim as-salam. Mahmud Bhai is here. Imagine the amount of mashwara we did with Brother Amin when we went to Banda Aceh. Mahmud Bhai, Allah give him jazai khair. What a great man, great mashallah people we have here. So shura is sunnah of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And so Musa alayhi salatu wassalam wants to consult the elders of the people that are there. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says here, فَدَعَا مُوسَى مَشِيخَةُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَسَأَلَهُمْ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. So all the elders, people who were old in age, were with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is saying that we are facing this problem. I can't find the right route, the path to exit Egypt. And so the elders said that, Ya Musa, O Nabi of Allah, we think that we are leaving Egypt without taking with us the great Nabi of Allah. And that is why we are finding it difficult. So Musa alayhi salam said, what do you mean? And the elders said, and this was the wasiya, a bequest, a will, that came from one generation to another generation. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam had said to the people of Banu Israel, if ever a time would come that Banu Israel would leave Egypt, then make sure you take with yourselves, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam is making that will, wasiya, take me to the land of the prophets, Arz-e Quds, and that is where I want to rest. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, وَأَلْحِقْنَا بِالصَّالِحِينَ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا. O Allah, give me death in that condition of Iman, Muslima. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. And that I rest with the pious people. So resting with the pious people is a great blessing. If you are in a cemetery, and if you are resting with someone who is a pious man, subhanallah, subhanallah. It is said about Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori rahmatullah alayh, what a great wali he is. Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, when he passed away, one of the great sheikh saw him in his dream and said to him, Hazrat, how is it after death? Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori rahmatullah alayh said that in the beginning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to me, Ahmad Ali, why is it that you cry a lot? Why is it that you cried a lot? And then Ahmad Ali, Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori rahmatullah alayhi says that when this question was put forward to me, I felt that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took me to be insincere, not mukhlis. And then the angel said to me that not to worry, not to worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. Masha'Allah. Allah is pleased with Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, that in that Qabristan there were other deceased people who were being punished in their graves. By the barakat of Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, in that Qabristan Allah has forgiven everyone. Subhanallah. Isliye dosto aur buzurgo, nek logo ki sohbat ikhtiyar kare. Kabhi intikal ho jaye to janaze mein do teen nek aadmi aa jaye, mera aapka kaam ban jaye. Fasik fajiron ke saath taluq rakhte hain, انتقال ہو جائے کسی کو کچھ نہیں پتا کون آئے گا جی. نیک لوگوں کی صحبت اختیار کرے تو کبھی موت آئی تو ایسے نیک لوگ جنازے میں شریک ہو جائے, کام بن جائے, دعا کر لے, صدقہ جاریہ دے دے. سبحان اللہ. There was one wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that if there was qarz, debt on a madrasa, this wali of Allah was invited to sleep one night in that madrasa, and by experience, by tajruba, people knew that if he rested for one night in the madrasa, all the debt would finish. Ajeeb, subhanallah. So we need to, mashallah, stay in the company of pious people. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said, if this is the will of Musa, of Yusuf alayhi salam, then we have to make sure that we take with us Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Now again, with the elders that were there, he is saying that where is that place where this great Nabi of Allah, Yusuf alayhi salam, is resting? Hazrat ka mazar kahan hai? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is looking at Harun alayhi salam, all the elders that are there. Subhanallah. One old lady with a stick. Old lady. Musa bhai is still young. Musa bhai is still young. The way he drives, he's very young. But this old lady with a stick, subhanallah, she comes, the back completely bent, and she comes, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, Ajuza, Ajuza. It's here somewhere, I've read it. Ajuza, a very old lady, she comes, and she speaks to Musa alayhi salam in a low tone. And Musa alayhi salatu wa salam gets close to her and says, you know where Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is?
Allah.
And she says, Naam, I know the location where Yusuf alayhi salam is. This is wasiyya upon wasiyya from one generation to another generation.
Masha.
We know exactly where Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is. And so Musa alayhi salam said, if you know where Yusuf alayhi salam is, kindly guide me to that place where Hazrat is resting. Now this old lady, mashallah, she said, no, I have conditions.
Yeah.
Only if you agree to my terms,
yeah.
Only if you agree to my terms, I will show you where Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is resting.
Yeah.
Subhanallah al-Azim, subhanallah. Hatta an أرأيتك إن دللتك على قبره أتعطيني كل ما سألتك فأبا عليها. And so Musa عليه السلام, this old lady said, what is your opinion? If I take you to the qabr of Yusuf عليه السلام, will you fulfill all my terms, my conditions? And فأبا عليها. And so Musa عليه السلام said, no.
Yeah.
I don't know what your conditions are. وَقَالَ حَتَّى أَسْأَلُ رَبِّ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Wait, and let me ask my Rabb. And so Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, Ya Allah, this old lady has her own terms and conditions. Allah said, فَأَمَرَهُ اللَّهُ أَن يُعْتِيهَا سُؤَالَهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa عليه السلام, agree to all her terms. Subhanallah. Kaisi nek khatun hogi. فقالت إني عجوز كبيرة لا أستطيع المشي فأحملني وأخرجني من مصر. My first condition is of this dunya. هذا في الدنيا. This is of this term of this dunya. That I am an old lady. I have no relations. I am one lady alone. No one is alive. I don't want to stay in the country of Fir'aun, Misr, Egypt. So when you migrate, what I want is I want some of the youth of Banu Israel to lift me and carry me to the point where you are migrating.
Allah.
So that wherever you go, I am in the company of Musa alayhi salam in this dunya.
Allah.
And so Musa alayhi salam agreed, fine. Burhi aurat, jaise hum wo tawaf karte hai na, to burhe wo jo seat bitha kar kaise wo tawaf karte hai, aapne dekha hai na? MashaAllah. And then she said, وَأَمَّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And then one last condition is connected to the hereafter. فَأَسْأَلُكَ أَن لَا تَنْزِلَ غُرْفَةً فِي الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا نَزَلْتُهَا مَعَكَ قَالَ نَعَمْ. O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day of Qiyamah, surely you are the great Nabi of Banu Israel. The palace, the Jannah that is given to you, I should be your neighbor. SubhanAllah. Allah, sada bana liya. I should be your neighbor. Musa alayhi salam is looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already said to Musa alayhi salam, agree to all her terms. Qala na'am. And Musa alayhi salam said, yes, whatever. Qalat, okay, I agree. Now you have said yes. Innahu fi jawfil ma'i fi nil. And she said that everybody knows where River Nile is. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is resting close to the River Nile. But because many years, centuries had passed by, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam's death, it was much before the time of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. So water had covered that area where Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was resting. So this old lady with her asa is pointing that this is where Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is. So Musa alayhi salam is saying, this is River Nile. And this is where Yusuf alayhi salam is. And she's saying, yes, this is where Yusuf alayhi salam is. Fad'ullah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam stands up and makes dua. There is water there. Allah accepts his dua and the water recedes. Water recedes. And there is now dry land in front of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Some of the people, Banu Israel, including Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, now start to dig. And subhanallah, finally at that location, exactly where that lady had pointed, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's auspicious Qabr Mubarak, it is said that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was in this beautiful casing, fi sunduqi marmar, fi sunduqi marmar, the case of marmar, and Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was in there. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam have this honor and privilege that they took out Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam from that area, and they were doing the zikr of Allah, chanting out Allahu Akbar, chanting out Allahu Akbar. Here, Allahu Akbar, we have three Nabi. We have three Nabi. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam. Now, one subhanallah mas'ala here. A lot of people who die in Leicester but want to be buried in Pakistan for some reason, or some die any part of the world and want to be buried in India. Don't take this as dalil that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's body was exhumed and he was taken out from Egypt to the land of the prophets in Ardh Quds. This is not a dalil. Remember, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, some of the masail, they hold that exclusivity. They hold that exclusivity. It is only connected to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. The life after death is equivalent to us being alive. They are hayat in the kubur. Their bodies are preserved. Everything is salim. So this is not a dalil, and this is not the sharia of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was the wasiyat of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasallam. Fuqaha don't agree. It is disliked that a person dies in one location and he wants to be buried somewhere thousands of miles away. Why? The hukam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that that person should be buried immediately. So that is the hukam. He should be buried immediately. And if he is pious, wherever he is buried, on the day of Qiyamah, he will stand with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Allah's Nabi has mentioned, with me will be al-muttaqoon, those who are pious. So if you are muttaqi, you might be buried in the Leicester Cemetery here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you on the day of Qiyamah, close to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was lifted up. And now, mashallah, with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the migration takes place. With 600,000 Banu Israel, it is said that Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was in the front, making sure that all of the people were there. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was at the back. Similarly, what Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, that how can my ummah be destroyed? How can my ummah be destroyed, that in the front is Isa alayhi salam, in the front is Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and after Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, at the end is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At the end is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this connection is there. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam came to give Basharat, the glad tidings of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened up the roads for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and as mentioned in the last session, Bahre Kulzum split open for Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and all of Banu Israel. Firaun thought that this again, the ocean has split open because of Firaun himself, and the entire army also plunged into that ocean, Bahre Kulzum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned them all, including Fir'aun, but his body was thrown out also from Bahr Kulzum. Allah says, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً, and that his body is preserved as a sign, as a sign, as a symbol for all those who transgress and violate the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, after the migration of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, for the very first time, all of Banu Israel leave Egypt, all of Banu Israel, and now scatter into the Middle East and that zone of Ardh Quds. Inshallah ta'ala, if Allah wills, we will continue on this subject after the month of Ramadan. Inshallah. Next week, we will postpone our durus sessions. Inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, every day we will have a slot of programs. Inshallah, and then we will continue with the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab after the month of Ramadan. Allah Pak Harik wa Tawfiq Lih. Durushif Alim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammadin Nabi al-Umi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, hamari is majlis ko qabool farma. Allah is majlis ko qabool farma. Allah hame muttaqeen mein se bana de. Allah hum se razi ho ja. Ya Kareem, hum se razi ho ja. Allah hame sahib Quran bana, sahib sunnah bana. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki sunnat ke upar amal karne wale ban jaye. Allah tu hum se razi ho ja. Allah tu hum se razi ho ja. Allah Shaban ka mahina hai, Ramadan ka mahina aa raha hai. Allah itni zindagi de, ya Allah Ramadan ke mubarak mahine ko dekh sake. Allah lambi zindagi de, tandrusti wali ho aur wo zindagi amal saliha se bharpoor ho. Allah Kareem tu hum se razi ho ja. Allah Kareem tu hum se razi ho ja. Jo bimar hai unko shifa de. Hamare rishtedar aziz o aqarib, masjid ke musalli jinka intiqal ho gaya hai, Allah unki qabron ko munawwar farma. Allah unki qabron ko munawwar farma. Allah musalmanon ki hifazat farma. Allah musalmanon ki hifazat farma. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyyatihi wa ahli bayti ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.